First Chronicles chapter 5. And the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but inasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. But the genealogy is not registered according to the birthright, for Judah prevailed among his brethren, and of him was the prince, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Enoch and Phallu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser king of Assyria carried away captive. He was prince of the Reubenites. And his brethren by their families, in the genealogical register of their generations, were the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon, and eastward he dwelt as far as the entrance to the wilderness from the river Euphrates, for their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the east side of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt over against them, in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. Joel was the chief, and Shapham the next, and Jaanai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren, according to their fathers' houses, were Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jaachan, and Zia, and Eber. 7. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was chief of their father's house. And they dwelt in Gilead in Bashan and its towns, and in all the pasture grounds of Sharon, as far as their limits. All these were registered by genealogy in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The children of Reuben and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, who carried shield and sword, drawing the bow and skillful in war, were 44,760, able to go forth to war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jeter, and Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them. For they cried to God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, their camels 50,000, and 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 asses, and 100,000 human souls. For there fell down many slain, for the war was of God. And they dwelt in their stead until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, from Bashan as far as Baal-Hermon and Senir, and Mount Hermon. They were many. And these were the heads of their fathers' houses, Epher, and Jishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers, and went a-whoring after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria. And he carried them away, the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, unto this day.